Time now for a legislative update brought to you by the Montana Family Foundation. Here's President of the Montana Family Foundation and former Speaker Pro Tem of the Montana House of Representatives, Jeff Laslofi.
Recently, I was asked if the presidential election will have any direct effect on us here in Montana. And my response, in a word, absolutely, for two reasons. First, so much of public policy is top-down from Washington, D.C., by coercion if need be, but usually with the simple offer of free federal dollars. We've seen this recently with the implementation of Common Core, Medicaid expansion, Obamacare, the Real ID Act, and the War on Coal, just to name a few. All of these were top-down mandates that did real damage to our way of life here in Montana. Add to that the federal directive on transgenders in schools and unfettered illegal immigration, and you have a recipe for policy that will negatively impact our state for years to come. Hillary Clinton, by her own words, would not only have continued down this road, but would have done so at a faster pace. The icing on the cake for liberals would have been the appointment of two or three liberal Supreme Court justices and a myriad of federal judges. America would have been unrecognizable within a decade. Donald Trump appears to be different. And while the jury's still out, we're guardedly optimistic, especially when it comes to his cabinet appointments. The first impact on Montana will be the cessation of liberal mandates from on high. His pick for Secretary of Education believes in school choice and opposes using our children as lab rats for radical social experimentation. Getting rid of Common Core would be a real coup. His law enforcement appointees will clamp down on illegal immigration. His immigration officials will stop the flood of poorly vetted Muslim immigrants. His national security team believes in a strong national defense, and he's promised to revamp Obamacare. All of these are a good start. The only downside so far is his promise to spend even more money, driving us deeper into debt. But that's a topic for another day. The second reason for optimism has to do with the makeup of our statewide office holders. For the past decade, Montana's statewide office holders have for the most part been Democrats. This ensured a seamless implementation of the liberal mandates handed down from the Obama administration. Fortunately, that's about to come to an end. The only statewide office the Democrats managed to hang on to in the last election cycle was the governorship. All other statewide offices went to the Republicans, which means our Attorney General will work closely with the U.S. Attorney General. Our Superintendent of Public Instruction will work closely with the Secretary of Education, and our State Auditor will work closely with the Secretary of Health and Human Services. So you see, the presidential election does have a real impact on us locally. As our team moves to the Capitol for the start of the 2017 legislative session, we're optimistic. It's our job to kill the bad bills and pass the good bills, and hopefully, passing the good bills will be a little easier this time. We'll also switch to a daily format for these radio shows to keep you up to date and informed. As the year draws to a close, many of our listeners are looking for places to make last-minute charitable gifts. If you have extra resources to place, might I suggest partnering with the Montana Family Foundation? Together, we'll keep Montana a great place to raise our children and grandchildren. Please go to montanafamily.org today. For the Montana Family Foundation, this is Jeff Laslofi reminding you that this government is your government, and your input does make a difference.
Contact the Montana Family Foundation at 406-628-1141 or on the web at montanafamily.org.